ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इफ वन कैन बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम डिजायर्स सिंपली बाय द फोर्स ऑफ थॉट, देन वन नीड नॉट एक्सपेरिमेंट, देयर इज नो नेसेसिटी। बट वन इफ वन फाइंड्स आउट दैट इट इज डिफिकल्ट और नॉट पॉसिबल जस्ट बाय थॉट to get out of that desire, that bondage, one can make an experiment, experience, and then be free from it. Somebody asked in the satsang from Swami Ramsukhdasji, "Sir, kindly tell us whether it is necessary to marry or not. Is it essential one should marry?" Swami Ramsukhdasji said, "Those who can make their minds completely free from the attraction of opposite sex simply by thought and some spiritual practices, they need not marry. There is no necessity. But those who can't do it, they may marry." Then somebody asks, "Sir, are these two the only alternatives?" He said, "No, there can be other alternatives also, depending upon the nature of the person and the circumstances. The question is of becoming free." He said then that even if some marries and one is not faithful and devoted, does not restrict oneself to one man or woman, then marriage has no meaning. In the same way, one may not marry, but one wants to be free from the things and sincerely tries for it, then one can be free even without marriage. It depends upon the cultural background, the capacity, the intelligence of the person. The important thing is the inner motive. Then somebody in the same satsang asked, "But sir, if people start not marrying at all, how this world will go on?" Swami Ramdasji said, "Don't worry about the world. You worry about yourself. The world is not going on because of you. Somebody else, God is responsible for the world. You don't take his responsibility. You take your own responsibility. Your time is passing. The day is coming when you will not be there physically here. You will die. Before that, do the essential thing." So this is something like this. So there is never a fulfillment of desire. There is eradication of desire. One can be free. When there is total awareness, in fact, when the awareness is at its climax, there is no desire. That is stage very high. In meditation, the awareness may be at a climax. In samadhi, it is in climax. There is nothing but consciousness, nothing but the divine truth. What place is there in divine for desire? So it's a gradual development of the individual. On the other hand, when awareness is very weak and one is completely overruled by desire, then the very personality of the person becomes nothing but the desire, even without limits, without moral principles. As this attraction between male and female is one of the most forceful attractions, some say it is the most forceful also, not only one of the most forceful, then it is for the regulation of life in society that the institution of marriage is there, or there may be partnership. The important thing is the faithfulness, the truthfulness between the two. At a lower level, when the consciousness is at a lower level, there does not remain love. It becomes lust. At the highest level, there is no lust, it is all love. In between, both things together. Some part of passion also and love also. In the case of saints, it is pure love only. At a still lower level, more lust. And what happens when a person commits rape? Awareness almost nil, almost. Fully, it can't be absent. Awareness is never, cannot be finished completely. But it is gone. The faculty of discernment or discrimination is no more there. The sense right and wrong is no more there. A person is so much overruled, carried away by passion, by lust, by the desire, that one does the immoral and illegal act of committing a rape. What else is there? Now the desire is overruling completely the person. The person has fallen down the level of humanity, has become worse than animals, because animals do not commit rape. Worse than that. So it is only in the case of human beings. There is no limit for their development. Even God is realized, and there is no limit for their downfall. They become even worse than animals. So then it is all overruling by the desire itself. In many of my discourses I said, desire should be substituted by the sense of duty. Because in duty there is no desire. Duty only knows what is to be done, what should I do, whether I like it or I do not like it. It's not a question of liking or disliking, I have to do it.